Hey, I'm Scott Hanselman. It's Azure Friday. I'm here with Jaime Espinoza. We're talking about Azure Web Jobs. Okay, so web jobs. I've talked to the scheduler guy, and I know that I can have tasks that are scheduled on a regular basis.
That's right.
But I do websites.
Right.
And sometimes in websites, I need to run things in the background. So I usually cheat. I don't know if this is bad. I spin up a background thread sometimes.
Right, right.
Someone told me this one time, it was really bad, that every 1,000 times someone hits his site, he would notice it, and then in the begin request, spin off a background thread.
Oh, right.
People love to do bad things.
Well, it's a creative way of solving a very common problem, right?
What is the common problem?
The common problem is that you need, for your websites, you need to have some kind of background processing, right? Whether it's, say, aggregating your sales for the day if you have an online store, or for the month or the week, or, you know, you have different needs throughout the different kind of websites that you have.
Right. Reporting, log cleanup.
Exactly.
Stuff that's in the context of a website.
Right. Right. So we looked at the problem space, and we found that there is a couple of different ways in which we can solve this, right? We can provide a way for jobs to be scheduled whenever, like on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, and also a way to have a job constantly running. The constantly running jobs, for example, would look at activity that's happening inside your website, and react to that activity. Okay, so this is basically a continuously running task or service. Okay, I have here on the screen just a quick overview as to the different kinds of running modes that web jobs provides. Right, we have basically what are tasks, which is triggered. It's something that is invoked either by the user, or by a helper service such as the Azure Scheduler.
Okay,
which basically just triggers a job. These are just HTTP requests that are protected using your deployment credentials.
So I could make a task like clean up logs that would require me to visit a certain website.
Exactly.
And just that's the trigger.
Yeah.
But I don't want to visit the website all the time, so then I might do a helper service or something like that.
Exactly. Okay. And I mean, there's different ways in which you can leverage the platform and do just about anything that you're needing to do right now. The one thing to keep in mind, and I think this is lost a little bit, is that since the tasks are triggered HTTP requests, they function very much like a regular website traffic.
Okay, so if I understand what you're saying, though, that if it's a web farm, when HTTP traffic comes in, I don't know if I'm on web 1 or web 7.
Exactly.
The same thing applies to jobs?
The same thing applies to the trigger jobs. It will go to whichever of your instances is least loaded or least used, depending on the algorithm that you've selected for your load balancer, because there's a way to configure the load balancer for Azure websites.
Okay.
So that is different from how the continuous jobs run. Okay, the continuous jobs. Okay, so I'll just give you bird's eye view again. It's meant to be a background service that just monitors the state of a program that is running. And if for whatever reason this program is not running, we go ahead and invoke it for you. Okay. There is a little bit of a lag, obviously, in between the detection and invocation. So you can expect, I don't know, maybe 5 seconds in between of lag in between those things. Always on is a service that actually helps us have the website as well as the job continuously running.
It's a warm up. It keeps it going all the time.
Exactly.
All right.
It keeps the site warmed up. It does basically the same thing as a continuous job service for jobs at a website level, right? It monitors a website, and if it happens to go down for whatever reason, it goes and restarts it or warms it up.
Okay.
Things that will happen to bring a site or a job down is that some kind of error happened, it got upgraded, the underlying operating system got upgraded, there was some kind of other maintenance thing, or it's just not seeing any traffic for an amount of time, and it gets dereferenced from memory.
One thing I wanted to ask was, do you think that since, like you say here, it runs on all available instances, mm-hmm. unless you're saying it runs in one,
right?
Or when a job comes in, it's load balanced and it ends up on Web 7,
right.
If the kind of task that you're doing is an intensely CPU intensive job, mm-hmm. or a really hard on the database or difficult on the disk drive job,
right.
resizing images,
right.
maybe that's not a web job's appropriate thing, because you'd be then slowing down that machine that's really supposed to be doing web work.
Exactly. So the jobs run on top of the same infrastructure, the website. So you're contending for resources,
right,
at the
right,
end of
right.
the day. But you can always farm the heavy loads onto something else. Right, you can use a web job as a platform to trigger and manage jobs that are in a worker role or HD Insight, depending on how big the job that you're actually trying to run is, or anything else, really.
I see. Just use
it as a management.
So this isn't trying to be the end-all, be-all for scheduled tasks and background work.
No.
Nor is it trying to be another worker role 2.0.
Right.
It's lightweight web worker roles.
Yeah. There is a gap, right? So, for example, on the aggregation of sales for the day, that's a job that will take 10 seconds to run. There is little to no sense of spinning up this huge worker role to run a 10-second job. This fills the gap in between where websites is today and where worker roles start. You know?
That makes total sense.
Yeah. So there isn't any overlap there. The web jobs is managed, so everything is much easier to do. I think that is one of the major differences. If you wanted to spin up a small application, okay, you can do it within 1 minute on web jobs. You don't have to create VMs, connect to it, RDP, and do all the things that you would with a worker role.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the other differences that we see here.
Okay. How quickly can we make one then?
All right. Let's see. Okay. So this is websites. Okay.
Right.
Within the websites, I have a website called Container One. Because, in essence, that's what the websites are this example, right? Just a container for my jobs.
Okay, just to make sure people understand, you named the website Container
One. Yeah, I named it Container One. I was trying to experiment with some other ideas of how to leverage web jobs for more interesting applications. But,
gotcha.
So there's a web jobs TAM, currently in preview. Which will give you the basically like a task manager. It gives you the name of your task, the status of it, the schedule, if it was running continuously on some kind of schedule, or if you're doing it manually, and a little bit of statistics as to how this is happening.
And immediately, I already see value as a web guy, because here's one website.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a management API. I can see I've got three different jobs running. One's stopped, one's on schedule, one's continuous.
Mm-hmm.
I've done a lot of bad stuff in my many, many years in software.
In software?
And background jobs that have been hacked together are not something that I'm proud of. and I think what my friend Clemens Vasters is probably pretty proud of the work we did on DOSBlog that involved basically an application start firing off background threads that are just,
Wow.
It's just awful, awful stuff.
Hey.
It was never meant to be done that way.
Yeah, yeah.
Are these running in the context of IIS? Or are they running on the virtual machine as a buddy or a friend or in a different service?
It runs parallel to W3WP processes.
Okay.
So it's being managed by IIS, but not... I struggle to see the overlap that really
I want to understand
get in the way
that
of a web
is job. It's on the same virtual machine that I'm not thinking about, because
right.
this is platform as
exactly.
a service. There's a virtual machine here that I don't care about.
Right.
You're on the virtual machine with me.
Exactly.
Are you in my website?
In the website.
Like
parallel to the website.
Okay. So you're not HTTP requests and responses are coming and going, and that's just, you're not concerned about those things at all.
You're not. No, no, we're not seeing those. This is actually on a different. It's being managed on a different part of your VM, basically.
Okay. Yeah. So if I went into the Kudu secret debug console that we talked about on Azure Friday once before, and used the processes, RESTful API, I would see another process, another PID.
Yeah, exactly. And that's actually very important because each one of these, since this is a process that you can see, you can also debug.
Ah, so each of these is individual.
Yeah, every one of those is individual.
That's useful.
And it's its own process. It has the name of the exe that you're running. This is just the name of the job inside of it. It's the name of the exe. And, well, you can go in and debug it.
Okay, that's cool. So each of these is a separate executable living in a directory on my system deployed with my website.
That's right.
So I can make a console app that does something, I test it locally, I say it looks great, and then I can run my console app on my web server, and it makes my console thing becomes my web thing.
Yeah.
That's awesome. We're going to dig more into that here on Azure Friday.